It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. In northwest Wisconsin, Rice Lake uses a state grant to revamp its Main Street. We examine next steps for downtown revitalization and hear from you. Call in with a question, share comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Justin Fanfara is mayor of the city of Rice Lake. Justin, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, turning to your downtown with a new look, reopening after construction for nearly 6 months, what significant changes have been made?
Well, it's been fantastic, actually, the entire project, and so many individuals have been part of it for quite some time, actually. It actually has come all the way through two terms of mayors. When they first had the idea back in 2021 and they started looking toward grant funding, certainly underneath the street, a lot of our pipes needed to be redone. And so that's when they started taking a look at some grant funding. From there, of course, I picked things up. They hadn't finalized things, but they did actually receive the grant. There was a presentation from Governor Evers back in 2022, just before I was seated as mayor. I did happen to attend at that time. And then the council needed to finalize the receiving of the grant, and that actually happened during my term. This project actually had not been redone since 1971, so
wow.
It's really a 50-year project. Yeah.
So, you know, what do people notice the most? Because stormwater and sewer upgrades can seem a bit invisible.
That is absolutely right. So, of course, maybe the general public certainly needs to understand that when we do things underneath and we have to tear up what's up above, certainly that's the time to beautify particular areas, if possible. And so things that are most notable are the brand new street poles and lamp heads, and certainly the currently now Christmas decorations, which are absolutely fantastic. We were able to utilize some of what we had before, but also did purchase a few other things. We had, back in 1971, actually, they did have a boulevard in the middle of the what became four lanes. And when it was only two lanes, so now we've brought it back to two lanes and put the boulevards back.
What comes around? Yeah, okay.
Right.
Why
right.
Put the boulevards back?
Certainly for pedestrian safety was one of the main key points of doing that. We have several of our housing developments through our housing authority within that area. Our senior center is placed in the middle of downtown. And so many individuals utilizing just the senior center alone, you know, it's one of the things. It was very difficult for those individuals to get across a four-lane street.
Sure.
To be able to get to where they needed to be. The other thing is we do have a private school that is religious-based, the Catholic school, and they do not house a very large library within their school. So they take advantage of just 2.5 blocks down of getting the kids to our public library. And so certainly as they have a gaggle of children, you know, running across the street, that boulevard certainly offers more safety for them.
We're talking about Main Street revitalization in the city of Rice Lake with Mayor Justin Fanfara. You can join in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Justin, I understand the streetscape concept draws inspiration from Rice Lake being historically named after wild rice. How is this display portrayed?
That actually is, that's a really good question. We have a little bit of our grass actually that was native here. It's certainly not quack grass. That's for the birds. however, hopefully none pops up next year. I highly doubt it. I don't think they planted anything. Anyway, we do have a little bit of native grass that is there. But right toward the end of the Main Street, right along the lake shore, though, There are several statues that have been created by artisans to be able to note the manumen, as they call it, the food that grows from water. And so it really, as we're continuing to revitalize downtown, we're tipping our hat to all that was before us. And it, the private group that actually did all of or took care of those sculptures, Dr. Rod Olson, who is now passed, was phenomenal and instrumental in gathering people to have such a great forward thought and be as considerate as possible to years gone by to actually help create those sculptures.
Let's bring on a call now, Olivia in Rice Lake. Olivia, hi.
Hi.
What would you like to bring up?
I just wanted to note, as far as the Rice Lake Main Street construction goes, that I think a lot of people were actually quite upset about what happened this summer, and there was quite a lot of business that was lost from a lot of the Main Street businesses. Some businesses that were unaware of how long it was going to last for and still kind of waiting on those stoplights and having to hold a community meeting just to get the roads back opened again. So I just wanted to point that out, that I think that it was a really tough summer for a lot of our small businesses in the area.
Olivia, thank you for that. Justin, what was going on with the construction and how downtown businesses were operating in these times?
Absolutely. So as several years had gone by and our downtown area that was affected by this construction project, there, even though there was some retail, there wasn't the booming retail that there used to be once upon a time. Not just retail, but certainly there's some service, a few attorneys, a couple of salons. We currently did not have any food going on except for right at the very end. One of the businesses was there. And it wasn't an ideal time to do it, but they broke ground about May, and contractually this was supposed to be completed by December 1st. And because of a lot of pushback from a lot of the landowners and the businesses there, that's why we ended up having the community meeting that Olivia is actually talking about. And that community meeting was to try and reopen the street because of traffic signal delays directly from the company that actually makes them. We currently are still waiting, and it's certainly well past December 1st to get our street lights back in. Certainly, she says that, you know, there's a lot of business loss. That is absolutely true. We did the best that we possibly could as far as getting their back doors open, those that actually had back doors through our alleyways. Prior to the project, we had all of our alleyways redone. They were all mill and paved at a minimum. Some of them needed a little bit more. So that was addressed prior to the Main Street project to try and make it as accessible for potential customers. And I thought we did the best that we possibly could.
How do you get drivers off of the highway, off of Highway 53, to come and check out your new Main Street?
Right off of Highway 53, which is the main drag all the way up to, you know, if you're headed north, all the way up to Superior, of course, and it heads all the way down to the south to I-94. You would actually, on Highway 53, take one of the two exits. Knapp Street is a connecting street to Main Street, as well as Highway County O. So that actually is both of our exits, exit 143 and 140.
Rice Lake Mayor Justin Fanfara with insights on how a recent overhaul of its downtown Main Street could affect the broader community and attract visitors. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. Add comments. 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As the city of Rice Lake reopens its main street after being closed for construction since spring, we connect with Mayor Justin Fonfara on takeaways from the project and efforts to attract people to downtowns. Call in with a question, share your perspective on downtown redevelopment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Justin, the city's Main Street project received more than $3 million through the Neighborhood Investment Fund, and then the city in turn contributed over $4 million. How did the city budget secure enough funds for this project?
So we, after the Neighborhood Investment Grant was a reality, we were up for a general borrowing at that point, which had already been borrowed for. And then there was a special borrowing yet again for the Neighborhood Investment Grant match, as well as several other projects that were happening in the city. So that's how we procured that.
And going forward, do you find that Rice Lake has the dollars to maintain these upgrades over decades? I mean, you look at this is, you know, a half century in coming.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have had a city administrator for quite some time, Mr. Kurt Snyder, and he has done a wonderful job, actually, in heading us all in a good financial background. And, of course, certainly he has helped a lot of the councilmen as well as mayors understand our position. Without that administrator or city manager, of course, the individuals that are what I'm trying to say here, some of those individuals that may be elected, thank goodness they're putting their hands in the air, but sometimes we're not all math majors, so to speak, or finance majors. And so it does take an individual to help them understand what they're saying yes and no to.
The city created a new parking enforcement position to oversee the downtown. Why did you take this move?
I'd ask one more time, I'm sorry.
The city creating a new parking enforcement position to oversee the downtown. Can you talk a little bit about parking enforcement and that move?
Oh, is it potential? You're asking about the CSO program.
Yes.
So the CSO is an individual who is a non-sworn position and will be working with the police department. I'll take it back just a second that as all of us across the entire nation actually struggle for individuals coming into law enforcement, the CSO program actually is a way to help individuals get a taste of what it is to be in law enforcement by not being sworn to begin with, especially those that are educating themselves in the way of law enforcement. And so perhaps this is a good stepping stone right into a position if it is available within the department. The CSO is a community service community service officer. There we go. Sorry about that.
Okay.
And we have created that to help the department actually with parking enforcement. Many of the businesses and residents had said, oh, there's no parking downtown. Oh, there's no parking downtown. I can't get to my stores. I can't park next to it. I can't even park a half a block away. Our 24-hour lots are full. And certainly with a two-hour parking limit all the way on Main Street, there is a four-hour parking limit on all of the side streets that if, of course, business owners are parking in front of their stores all day and these things are not enforced to move them along within 2 hours or perhaps someone else that may live above one of the businesses that does this. Certainly, we've had our fair share of things like that here in the last year. That certainly contributes to some of the issues of there not being enough parking. So that's why we actually looked at this CSO program, so that sworn officers can be busy doing other things that are certainly well needed.
When you talk about people living above stores, above storefronts, we talked with Governor Tony Evers recently to discuss housing insecurity, and Evers mentioned the Main Street Loan Program offered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development and how it's creating affordable housing opportunities.
There's all sorts of apartments that exist that are empty in downtown, small towns especially, and upstairs above different retail outlets that could be used for affordable housing.
Mayor Funfara, do you support using empty spaces in downtown buildings for affordable housing?
Absolutely. And to my knowledge, there are very few that are empty.
Very few.
In our downtown in particular, yeah.
And do you find that, you know, some downtowns having very old buildings, is it financially realistic for developers to upgrade and adapt them into apartments and residences and bring them into compliance for dwelling?
Well, I think with the market as it is, perhaps some of the developers are struggling. This is where we actually look toward our TIDs. And utilizing that as a financial tool to help feasibility gaps. So that's certainly a thing. You know, currently we do have a building that the city does own that was an old nursing home. And it actually was a hospital prior to that, that a company called Moving Out, Madison Base, actually. We've been working with them since 2019 to develop it into apartments that will end up having 45 units out of that. So, yeah.
What is the timeline for that to open?
Well, through COVID and all of the things of 2020, since they did begin the project in 19, they were supposed to have it done, I believe, in 23. However, we have had to extend it, and it should be sometime in summer of 26.
We're talking about Main Street revitalization in the city of Rice Lake. We have Mayor Justin Funfara. You can join in. Questions and comments are welcome at 800-642-1234. Justin, it sounds like Main Street is certainly a bustling place, but does your city grapple with any empty storefronts?
We certainly do. There are a couple, certainly some of those that were leased spaces. Individuals, if their businesses certainly were questionable as far as sales, things like that, they did actually leave the downtown prior to the project. But I unfortunately, that had to happen, that they did leave. However, I think coming on the other side of it is that it gives opportunity and way for something new as well. You know, we do have a building that is questionable smack dab in the middle of town that we've been dealing with for quite some time, and it certainly is, from what we understand, needs a lot of help. And we certainly have been trying to work with the landowner, but to no avail. We're not getting very far, but it will remain empty until possibly a developer comes forward and decides to put some money into it.
What do you think, what could Wisconsin downtown districts learn from Rice Lake's revitalization project?
Certainly, after talking with Mayor Jim Payne up in Superior that
sure.
had gone through his Tower Avenue probably about what, I would say about 8 years ago, I want to say, maybe 6 years ago, something like that, he actually offered me a few words, and he said, you know, rebuilding a downtown is not going to be an overnight thing. It's not just about your project, but it's getting people to believe in the downtown area again. It's not just a shopping mega center. These are small businesses that need to come and realize the value of downtown, and they need to believe in that again. He said, so it may be a 5 to 10 year turnaround. Those are scary numbers, but he said, really, naturally, this will happen. But you'll have great businesses because they believe in the community in Rice Lake, that they will stay and they'll do great things.
In our last 30 seconds or so, it's that, you know, time of year when we take stock and we look to the future. I'm wondering what is high up on your priorities to address next year?
Well, for next year, and I will certainly open it. I'll open this up. I haven't told so many, but now is a great time. I will not be running. And so for now, personal business has actually forced that a little bit with the downturn of the economy back in May. And so I just need to focus on that personally, but certainly will continue to pop my head in, and I may run for the following year.
Well, Justin, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kate. This has been a pleasure.
Justin Fanfara is mayor of the city of Rice Lake, not running for re-election. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.